Hello and welcome to episode 73 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Independence Week by looking at a man who is often associated with trying to destroy that independence, a man named Benedict Arnold. So, Benedict Arnold did a pretty bad thing. He is considered a traitor in the US today because he planned to turn West Point over to the British in 1780. At the time, he was actually George Washington's appointed commander of the fort, and he had used that position to systematically weaken the fort's defenses from the inside, things like sending troops outside the fort or not ordering repairs for earthworks that needed fixing, so that the British could pretty much just walk on in. But before his treason, Benedict Arnold was a household name for being a hero in the Revolution. Up until 1779, Arnold was genuinely dedicated to the American cause. During the Battle of Saratoga in 1777, Arnold led a charge against the British and helped secure an American victory. Earlier in 1776, Arnold led the Patriots through a naval engagement on Lake Champlain that, although he lost, displayed brilliant strategic prowess on his part and delayed a major British attack that helped stave off disaster for the Continental Army. And so, we have in Arnold a very mixed figure. Our view of history today tells us that he was just a traitor, and doesn't even mention the fact that prior to 1779, he was instrumental to the eventual American victory. This is one of those American legends, like the Haymarket Affair I brought up way back in episode 7, where another side of the story has been ignored for far too long. Maybe it's time for us to revisit Arnold. Even if we don't clear his name, he did, after all, do a pretty bad thing. At least we can put an asterisk by it, so future generations can get the full story. Thanks for tuning in to episode 73 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we take on another revolutionary legend, the story of Valley Forge.